or anything?
Yes, I bought some this morning.
Oh, great.
Did you have enough lunch?
Oh, sure, but a guy gets hungry. I mean, polishing a car is work.
You shouldn't be working out in that hot sun.
Well, what am I going to do? I can't air condition the driveway.
Jeff, hi there. What happened to the polish job?
I'm doing it. Got to take a break to eat.
That's right.
You started that job before I left the house this morning. Now, what's holding you up?
Well, honey, don't come in and jump right on him first thing.
I could have finished three cars in the time he's taken just to get the polish on.
Well, I had to take the car to go to the market, and that took some time. And, well, it's hot out there.
Hot?
Yeah, you want me to overexert myself?
That'll be the day. I want you to take a look at that young fellow up there working on the telephone pole. He has been up there splicing wires since before you were up this morning. What if you had his job? Hot!
Gee, what's Dad want me to do? Quit school and go to work for the phone company?
Your father had a lot of house calls to make last night, and he didn't get enough sleep, so just go out there and finish the polish job.
Okay. Hi, how's it going?
Can't complain.
Hey, didn't you get something?
What, you mean polish?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put it in the garage and finish it up there. No sense working out in the hot sun. Gee, what I hear? Well, geez, is that yours? I'm sorry. Was your lunch in it?
No, I ate the lunch, but that was a 385 lunch box.
Well, it was my fault. I'll buy another one.
Just like that?
Oh, sure.
Forget it.
Oh, I will not forget it. I said it was my fault and that I'd pay for it, and I will. I'll just go in the house and
get
the money
from Dad.
Sure.
Why are you getting sore?
Who's sore? I'm not. You broke my lunchbox. I'm not sore. I'm amused at how easily you can toss off $3.85. You know what? It's nothing.
Well, that's not a whole lot.
Well, now that depends.
Why, what are you making such a big thing out of it?
I'm just a little odd at how the other half lives.
Well, I've earned money.
Sure, yeah.
Look, why are you getting on me? Look, my folks aren't rich. They don't go handing me money like it was water. I mean, I have to work for my money just like everybody else.
Yeah. You're just not reading me, kid, that's all. You live in this nice house and you got a mother and father to take care of you. Everything's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not knocking that money. I think it's great. I, you know, enjoy it, but what the heck? You don't have to tell me you work for your money.
Well, what do you call that? Don't you think that's work?
No. Well, I'm afraid that's not what I'm talking about. Now, this is for your dad. You've never been broke or hungry or in a strange town without any place to sleep. That's what I'm talking about. That's the difference. You know, when you have to go out and make a buck to live. Hey, you know something? You'll never, never, never know how much $3.85 really is until you've been there.
You think I'm just spoiled and pampered? Well, I'm not.
Jeff, I wish you wouldn't work in that hot sun. Come on in and get a nice cool glass of lemonade, huh?
Good luck, kid.
What's the matter? Not enough syrup?
Smitty, what would you do if you were in an absolutely strange town without a penny to your name?
What strange town?
Anyone. Just some strange town where you didn't know anybody. How would you eat and sleep? You know.
Well, I wire my dad.
Now, you don't have a penny, remember?
I wire collect.
What if you couldn't? What if he was in Zamboanga?
My dad.
Look, this is just hypothetical.
Oh.
Smitty, you know what's wrong with us? We're a couple of soft, overprotected kids.
We are?
We're sponges. Parasites. Gimme, get me, buy me.
That's us all right.
And what do? Do we mow the lawn when we say we're going to? Or polish the car?
We're no good.
I wonder if it's too late.
Yeah, me too. For what?
To become men.
Oh.
I mean, look at us. We're spoiled. Rotten to the core. It makes me sick.
Me too.
All finished up?
Yep, this wraps it up here.
Oh, boy. Tomorrow we go over to a job in Farrington.
Oh, you ever been there before?
Oh, sure.
Well, I guess you've been just about every place.
Yeah, I've seen a few towns. You know, one's like another.
You know, I was thinking about what you said yesterday. Guy never knows if he could make out away from his parents. Made me think. It really did.
Don't worry about it. With you, no, it'll probably never happen.
Yeah, well, what if it does? I mean, what if I'm caught in a strange town, broke, like you said? It'd give a guy a good feeling if he made it all on his own.
Look, just forget I mentioned it. Just give me the $3.85 for the lunchbox.
No, I'd have to get it from my parents, and I wouldn't want to do that.
You're really shook up, aren't you? Well, that's good. So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
No running away from home, and that's out.
No, I wouldn't do that. Maybe I'd just take a weekend. Yeah, I'd tell my folks that I was going on a trip or something, yeah. Yeah, I could go to some strange place where I've never been before, a big town like Farrington. Yeah, without any money or anything. You think I'm just a mama's boy? You think I can't take care of myself? Well, it's not impossible. You said you did it.
Jeff, just go to your folks and get me the $3.85.
You think I'm a big nothing, don't you?
Look, that's beside the point. I just don't want you to get in trouble and worry your folks. And, well, maybe it's better you never try to fly and not know if you could than to try it and crack up. Sunday night's over in Farrington. I eat at a place called Tony's. Corner of 6 and Hawkins.
I'll see you there Sunday night about 7 o'clock.
Well, now, if it turns cold or starts to rain or anything like that, you just turn right around and come back.
Oh, Mom, we're not little kids. We'll be okay.
Well, I'm not so sure sleeping on the ground. What about animals?
Oh, honey, it's a state park, carefully supervised. The wildest animal they'd run into would be a mildly enraged squirrel.
Well, here's your chicken the way you like it, Chris.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Here, I'll just go back here.
Well, drive carefully.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay. Well, we'll see you Sunday night, but don't wait up.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, now remember, when we get there, we're both on our own. I mean, even if we should run into each other by mistake, no latching on.
You don't think we'll bump into each other?
No, probably not. Farrington's a pretty big town. Over 100,000 people.
100,000 people? We don't know one of them.
Yeah, that's what makes it such a great test.
100,000 total strangers.
You're not going to chicken out, are you?
Who, me?
How come you're slowing down?
What do you want me to do, wear out my tires?
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. What's the matter with you?
You sure are acting peculiar.
Well, I was just thinking, that's all.
About what?
Lots of things.
Like what?
Like how I was supposed to mow the lawn this week.
So?
So? Well, I didn't do it, that's what's so. I didn't caddy for my father either. He's in a big tournament today.
You never caddy for him.
Well, it would have been a nice gesture. My folks are going out tonight. Why, that poor kid Hobie's got to stay home with a strange babysitter.
He'd just been out on a date anyway. You wouldn't have sat with him.
Well, I might have. I might have.
Okay, you can let me out of the city limits.
What do you mean? I didn't say I wasn't going through with it, did I?
Are you?
Well, if you put it that way, no.
Well, thanks a lot, Smitty.
You're not sore at me, are you?
No. It was my idea. Shouldn't have tried to rope you into it.
Yeah.
Mr. Jepson, I'd like a job.
Me? I'm trying to conduct an interview. Just take a seat.
Yes, sir. As I say, I'll have to bring your line for next week.
Now, I think I'm going to have 3 positions in that field next week. And, I better check
over... Your first interview?
Yeah. Employer.
Mine, too. I'm nervous as a cat.
I've got to check over with one employer, and I'm going to call...
I'm Abe Poston.
I'm Jeff Stone. Yeah.
And then I'll want you to call me Monday afternoon.
Thank
trying to conduct an interview.
I'm sorry, sir.
It was an accident. He gives me the willies.
I think I once saw him in a Dracula movie. If you'll check with me on Monday, I'm sure we'll have no trouble finding you a position with your background and training. Next! Are you registered with the agency?
No, sir.
Last employment?
High school. 4 years.
And you received what kind of training?
Home economics. But I type and take shorthand.
I think you'd better fill out this application yourself. It will be easier on both of us. And it might be easier still if you put that stuff down.
Yes, sir.
Name?
Gestone. Gestone.
Last occupation?
None. Oh, that is, I mean, I've had all kinds of part-time jobs, you know.
No, I don't know. Suppose you tell me.
Well, all kinds.
Well, that clarifies the situation. And what kind of job are you looking for now?
Anything.
I see. And what are you fitted for?
Anything.
Let me put it this way. What are you trained for?
Nothing.
Well, that begins to narrow it down, doesn't it?
Well, gee, I'll do anything. I'll work hard, honest. I just gotta have a job.
Fill this out and check with me Monday.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I have to have a job right now, right away, today.
You sound like you mean it.
Well, I do. I don't have any money.
What about your folks?
I'm on my own.
You're a little young for that, aren't you?
I gotta start growing up sometime.
Do you have any family here in Farrington? Friends? Do you have a place to stay tonight?
No, that's why I need the job. I'm kind of desperate.
Of course. I understand. Jeff, I want you to take this.
Oh, no.
I insist.
No, I can't. That's not making it on my own.
But you will, son, you will. But this is Friday, and there's no job here for you now. Well, this is just a loan.
Thanks a lot, but I can't.
Now, look, Jeff, you'll be able to pay me back. Independence is a good thing, but you've got to be able to get through the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
So take the money. I'll get busy on the phone right away, and I'm sure I'll have something lined up for you by Monday.
Well, I gotta leave Sunday night.
Leave?
Well, sure, I gotta get home. There's school Monday.
You mean you wanted a job just for the weekend?
Well, sure, I thought I explained. You see, I want to prove to myself that I'm not a spoiled, overprotected...
Out!
Yes, sir.
I think you're doing a brave thing. Really, I do, Jeff.
Well, it was a nutty idea.
No, it wasn't. And you'll make it. I'm sure you will.
Well, I've tried. I bet I walk 40 miles today. Well, let's face it. Nobody wants to hire somebody for just a weekend.
Nobody wants to hire a home ec major who types either. But look, this is just our first day. You come have dinner with us and...
Now, don't start that again. That's not making it on my own.
You must be starved.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. Let me think a while. Sir, you forgot your peanuts.
Oh, go ahead, eat them. You'd only feed them to the birds anyway.
Oh.
I couldn't. I had a huge lunch. Honestly. Shoo. Go away. You've got plenty of nuts stashed away somewhere.
She may be hungry. A
lot fatter than you are. Go beg from the employed. Gee, I wish you'd come to my house. My folks would be glad to have you. You could have dinner and we have a spare bedroom.
Nope, we've been all through that.
Well, good luck, Jeff.
Thanks. You too. Don't tell me your troubles. I got enough of my own.
Thank you. hotel. Yeah, I'll ring him. Hi.
Hi.
What can I do you for?
Well, I'm sort of looking for a room.
Well, we sort of got some. $250 a night. Just sign the card.
Well, I haven't got any money with me.
We're sort of filled up.
Oh, sir? Sir, I gotta have a place to sleep tonight. If you got any work, well, to pay for my room, I'll do anything. I'll wash the windows or vacuum the rugs.
At night?
Well, then tomorrow, if you'll give me a place to sleep.
I got no work for you, son.
Find a place to sleep last night?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I thought I might find you here. Hey, would you like an apple?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You haven't eaten, have you?
Oh, I am now.
You can't go on another day like this. We've got to find you a job. You know, I was talking to my father last night. Oh, not about giving you a job, but he had a very good idea about getting one. He said something very interesting for a father. He said, you've got to give in order to get.
Translate.
Well, if you want to get a job from someone, you've got to have something to give. You've got to offer something that will make that person want to hire you. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Dad's a pretty smart cookie.
Here. You just take a seat. Any place.
No, I don't want a table. I'm just looking for someone.
Then you come to the wrong place. There's nobody here.
Yeah, well, his name is Sanders. He eats here every Sunday night when he's in town. It's very important. I gotta talk to him.
Sandy?
You know him?
Sure I know Sandy. Look, you come back tonight. If Sandy's in town, he'll be here. Tonight's ravioli. My specialty.
Oh, you're Mr. Tony.
That's me, owner proprietor Tony's Pizza Palace. Oh. Hey, you like pizza? I just take from oven. What do you say?
No thanks.
You don't like?
No, I like it. I mean, I love it, but...
But? What but? Listen, you like it, you eat it.
No.
No.
Oh, you see, what I really came in here for is to look for a job.
Job? What kind of job?
Waiter?
That's me. Waiter. Two waiters I don't need.
How about dishwasher?
Oh, that's me, too. A busboy, a maitre d', a janitor. All right, you taste. Tell me if you like, huh?
Okay. Mm, boy, it's the best pizza I ever tasted.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. Here, you have another piece.
No, not now. I tell you what, I've got an idea. I can offer you something if you'll give me a job.
What's the offer?
Well, something you need. Now, how many people know how good this pizza is?
Not so many. Look, it's empty.
Well, I can give you just what you need.
What do I need?
Advertising. Ladies and gentlemen, come have some of Tony's pizza. It's the best pizza in town. Here, have a free sample. Compliments of Tony. Do you like it? There's plenty more inside. Here you go. These pizzas were just baked in Tony's famous oven. Here you go. Try that. Tell me if that is not the greatest pizza. More like it right inside.
I'm so glad you like it, mister. You come back and see Tony again, huh? How's everything here, folks? Good. Thank you very much. Come again, please. Oh, that's some smart friend you got there, Sandy. Look at this. All from advertising. Jeff, you ever want a job? You got one here.
Thanks, Tony.
Well, I guess you made it. You really made it. How's it feel?
Just great. Oh, hey, watch you something.
What's this? Oh, that's a view, Jeff.
Mm.
Thank you. You know, you're a really stubborn guy.
Mm. You want to know something? It's a hard way to get a lunchbox.
Alex, it's getting awfully late.
You told us not to wait up.
But I'm not waiting up. I just happened to look at the clock, that's all.
There, you see, Mother Hen?
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Jeff. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was great. Tell you about it in the morning. I think I'll take a shower and jump into bed. I'm pushed. Good night.
Well, good night. Pleasant dreams, dear.
Good night, Jeff.
Well, now can we go to sleep?
Alex?
Hmm?
Did you notice anything different about Jeff?
Oh, he looked fine to me. He just needed that shower, that's all.
No, there's something different about him. Inside.
You have x-ray vision?
Something's happened to change him. I can feel it in my bones.
Your bones are hardly a scientific barometer.
You may be the world's best doctor, but you'll never be a mother.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.